System-based content marketing.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. I want to talk about how to become more system-based by using content marketing as a measurement, as a function. Now, let's talk a little bit about what this is. So I've got three pillars that make up my business and that I normally look for. These are the things I look for in a business. They're also the things that I tend to focus on when building a new business or in helping an existing business to go further. One is a relationship reliance, meaning that there is a reliance on relationships within the leadership of the organization, but also within the business itself. So a huge piece of this is one-on-one interaction, but also that you have some type of system behind it, which has built-in relationships. So whether that be an email list, whether that be a direct mail list, whether it be a telephone list. I mean, there's a million different ways that you can quantify this, but really that you have that backing, that list of customers, that list of fans and so forth. That's a big piece. So relationship reliant is one of them. Another one is being reality grounded, so that the business itself and the leadership have been reality grounded, that they haven't made decisions based at least solely on, they haven't been basing them solely on emotions, that they've had some reality behind it, both of data and facts and intuitive reality. You know, people with their heads on straight and paying attention and taking things where it needs to go when it needs to go. And then the third thing is what I want to talk about tonight is being system-based, is that you have some type of system. Like I said, a relationship system, but also beyond that, every piece of the business that is relatively predictable, that doesn't need to change, is set in place as a system. It's something that you can move people in and out of, but the system stays true. It continues to grow and build in a very predictable manner. These are huge pieces of building a long-term, large, healthy business. How do you go about starting that process, though? I was talking with a friend of mine this afternoon and helping her, and we got off of the topic of business, and we started talking about basically a new venture that she was looking at building up and how she would go about laying that out. And she mentioned that she had tried before to write it all down and to organize it in that sense. And I said, have you thought of basically having an interview done? You know, I can do it or someone else can do it, but basically interview you and ask you the questions because you're good at talking. And she said, no, that makes perfect sense. That we've done similar things before with her. And she said that would make sense to be able to do that. So this is a quick tip tonight, is if you're looking to build more system, find the person that knows how things should run, is either they're in it or they helped build it, and sit there. And if they can't lay it out point by point for you, pull it out of them. You know, just start interviewing them. Ask them about each and every step. Ask them about how it came about. Talk to the other people that were involved and what their thoughts are on how the system currently functions or how they see it running. And then talk to the end game, you know, your customers and so forth. How have they been affected by this? Find testimonials and so forth. Put all that together and you're starting to build up a database for a system. Now, how's that content marketing? Well, any of these little pieces, depending on how your content is labeled, can be tied in with your marketing. You can take little pieces of interviews, little pieces of testimonials, and use it at the same time as marketing via social media and all the other ways that you spit content marketing out there. Not only that, what you end up with is a bunch of words, and even if it's just an audio recording or a video recording, you've got a bunch of words that can be transcribed, turned into articles, turned into books, turned into white papers, turned into snippets of quotes for social media marketing. So it goes on and on and on, but content marketing has so many facets that it occurred to me this ties directly in to being more system-based. You can use content marketing, maybe even though you weren't necessarily directly trying to create content marketing, while you're building a system, you have stuff there that could be used as marketing. So hopefully that makes sense. Go check out my book, 9 Ways to Amazon-Proof Your Business. It's all about how to become competition-proof, even to guys as big as Amazon.com. You can get a free copy at AmazonProofBook.com. We'll be back tomorrow night. In the meantime, get out there and just let the magic happen.